Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by itself. But it's Saturday, and that's the day we have this weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Nardo doesn't think it's fun, but I do. Oh, shut up, cat. Well, Tony Foligno picked up the topic, and it's time travel. And we got a bunch of stories on time travel. Welcome back, everyone. Nardo, quit biting my hand. We'll find out who goes first by figuring out who won last week's weekly challenge, and that's Axis. Congratulations, Axis, but you didn't get a story. You know, you're out there in Arizona. What you did win, you guys got Chad Qualls. You stole Chad Qualls from us. So since you didn't record one, I guess I need to go to the runner-up, and the runner-up is Hedgie Till. So Hedgie's going to go first, and then after Hedgie, we'll go to the rookies and the veterans and the blah, 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 blah. Okay, here we go. Hedgie Till.
Hey, everyone. It's Hedgie Till with weekly challenge number 87 on time travel. I stepped into the machine simply labeled time travel and was carefully warned to stay hidden. I watched my child grow from a silly 5-year-old to the astronaut he always dreamed he would be. I watched my husband grow older and happier with time. I saw family members pass on as new ones came along. Family vacations, graduations, and simple celebrations came and went. When my time in the machine was up, I emerged with tears in my eyes and a smile on my face. I was given a chance to see what I would never experience, my future.
That's so sad.
Thank you, Hedgie. Sorry, I'm a little busy right now. I've got a grilled cheese sandwich, Gina. Just, you know, you turn around. The best thing to turn around to in the world is, of course, a grilled cheese sandwich. Wow, this is good. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent in for me to link. If they didn't send anything in to me, they don't get a link. We have a rookie, although he's not really a rookie. It's Phil Rossi of Crescent and all sorts of audio novels and music and everything.
And he beat me up at Pickled Tales last year.
So, let's hear. Well, we're not really going to hear what Phil came up with. He didn't record anything. He didn't record it. He sent it. So, the story's going to be in the show notes, but he didn't record it. And Steve, he's new. He didn't record it. His story's in the show notes. Did anyone record anything this week? Well, yes. Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Night Guy just hit 50. So he recorded something yesterday, and it was all crazy. And Greg of PodFun was there. Oh, man, is that guy goofy. So here we go with Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He actually recorded it, and here we go.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for today. Kid was staring at me with wide-open, curious eyes. I was the stranger he had never met, but boy was I familiar in ways he couldn't begin to understand, in ways he wouldn't understand for many years. I just stood there and stared back, in lost for words. And what could I say? I'm all grown up now, made good of my life, and the child I once was is gone. But then, there he is, staring at me with the wonder of a 3 years old. I looked at my watch. My time is up. Bye, kid.
Yeah. Thank you, Guy David. You can catch more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. He also does the music, the beginning, the ending of this podcast. Who's up next? Let me just check the show notes here. It's Tom from Footnote, exploring American myth, one myth at a time. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com and right now.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Tonight's story is called, What If God Was One of Us? God thought,
I think I'll go on a vacation. What do you mean there's no place to go? Well, then I'll just have to create space. You're telling me I need to create time too? Damn, the devil's in the details. I know he doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just the same. How about I just do them at the same time? I'll call it time/space. Sort of a grand unification thing. Where am I going? I'm going back to the future. Oh, the food is much better there.
You know, if God was one of us, he wouldn't want to hear that music. God, I hate that song. Thank you, Tom. You can check out that... I'm all tongue-twisted from the cheese sandwich. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Shut up, Nardo. No one wants to hear what you have to say. No. You've probably been doing steroids, too. Yeah, you and Roger and Andy. Next up is Ellison. You can check him out at ellison1.blogspot.com. His link is in the show notes along with everyone else's. There's also a story by him that I was supposed to put up yesterday, but I kind of forgot. So I'll put it up a little later. Here's Ellison, and enjoy.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 87 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is time travel. My story is entitled, Out of Time. Malachi Mavis climbed into his time machine and pressed the lever. After what seemed like hours of loud vibration and a disconcerting nauseous sensation, he arrived in far futurity. Success! Exiting the machine, Mavis found himself in a beautiful glade, flanked by shining glass structures. White-robed men and women strode by and smiled at him. A cherubic oldster explained that disease, hatred, and warfare had been swept away millennia ago, after the Pod Wars. So, we won? Offered Mavis. It depends on what you mean by we, Kemosabe, said the oldster. We're from Epsilon Eridani. You're what we call indigenous protein. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
I thought the Pod Wars were the broads versus nobody likes onions. ooh, indigenous protein. Maybe we'll be having that for the holidays. Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. Next up we have Tony Felino. And hold on, got an email. Oh boy, I'm getting Merry Christmases from all sorts of random people. I guess I need to write up a Merry Christmas thing of my own. Or not. Rocky, are you ever going to come back? Are you ever going to come back and write a story? Well, we don't need you anymore, Rocky. We have Tony now. Bye, Rocky. Tony Felino, who... kicking ass, let me pick this topic. Here we go with Tony.
I was struggling desperately to stay afloat. The boat had capsized suddenly in the stormy sea. One by one I watched as my fellow passengers took their last breath and disappeared below the surface of the water. I realized my time was limited and pressed the green button on my watch. I was immediately transported back in time, and I heard the woman on the other end of the phone say, "Sir, I'm confirming your cruise on..." I stopped her and politely said, "On second thought, let's go with that safari trip instead."
Yes, let's go on that safari trip. Nardo, shut up. Just getting so tired of this cat interrupting things. Anybody want an orange cat? You know, and, well, then again, you're all podcasters, so you're not going to want the cat interrupting your recording. Thank you, Tony. And, listen to you next week. Next up is Houston Keyes. He's back. Oh, goody. Tater Tots for the Masses.blogspot.com is the site. And here is his story.
This is Lieutenant Dan. Leave me a message. Lieutenant Dan, this is Forrest. Forrest Gump, I have something to say to you through the miracle of Cher. If I could turn back time, I'd get Lieutenant Dan his legs. I'd shoot back at the Kong who hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could drive a car, I'd drive over to see you, and you'd love me, love me, love me. I'd give my legs to you. I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. I love you like a man loves another man. Platonically, of course.
Okay. Thank you, Houston Keyes. You could check out more from him. I have no idea what the hell that was. Oh, you can find more from him at Tater Tots for the Masses. Links are in the show notes. I'm just going to crawl in this corner here and hide. Meanwhile, you can check out Liana. She's back. Hodgepodge Point came back after a long time off. NaNoWriMo knocked her for a loop, but she's back! And one of the guinea pigs is dead. I'm sorry. Poor little guinea pig and poor little birdie. HodgepodgePoint.libsyn.com. But don't go there just yet. Listen to this.
Hey everyone, Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. I have an episode up. Let's all cheer. The last time time travel was the challenge topic, my boy dog Ash was the inspiration for my piece. I have to be fair in the house and must continue the story with an inspiration from my girl dog Ginger. So here's my story for challenge number 87, time travel, and I'm calling it On the Heels of Progress. After I killed Scruffy, the only way my husband could cope was to get another dog. I was reluctant, but watching Sally closely, I determined she was normal. That was till the sock situation. At first, all my whimsical socks were disappearing from the drawer. Days later, new socks made of strange space-age material were appearing. While sifting through the pile of unusual foot warmers for the fifth time one day, I glimpsed Sally walking by the doorframe in a pair of black socks with rotating red suns. I've had it with dogs. Tomorrow we get a guinea pig.
Yay! Liana, HodgePodgePoint.libsyn.com. Thank you! Okay, now, usually I cover up evidence of my screwing up, but this week, no. I forgot to include JD in the original run of this, and guess who forgot to save the file as an Audacity project, so it's cut, paste, cut, paste, cut, paste. Sorry, JD. Here's JD's story so that you can hear what it sounds like so that those of you voting can, like, get the story. JD, sorry?
I stooped and picked up a broken bit of glass from the dust of the gravel road. The glass is green and slightly curved. The edges are sharp and, while I hold it, the thin sliver cuts through the skin of my finger. I focus on the pain as a line of blood emerges. The memory of a time long past floats up to the center of my mind. A golden-haired young boy standing on a dirt road, a bit of broken green glass in his hand, a cut finger. Strange that my time machine only works in reverse.
Once again, sorry about that, JD. Thanks for the story. I'm a fuck up. Hey, but that's what people expect here, and, well, if I didn't say fuck up a few times, I wouldn't earn the explicit tag. Alright, hold on, let me check the stack. I think there's nobody else I forgot. Phil never signed in the sound file. Okay. I thought this show was over, but we have one more. And it's Planet Z. Sorry. I tried to keep him away, but for some reason he keeps coming back. I'm just going to finish my cheese sandwich here. Skip to the ending. Don't listen to this garbage.
Ned's time machine was built out of a supercomputer and an old portable toilet. Every time Ned tried to go back in time to visit some historical event, he'd hear a loud bang and some flashing lights, but he was still in the present. After a week of testing and adjusting, Ned eventually gave up on the time machine and dismantled it. Back in time, from the crucifixion of Jesus to the assassination of JFK, the torrent of random explosions of human excrement and chemicals suddenly stopped. The fact that none of this made the history books, well, that's life.
And there you have it, Marty! A bunch of stories about time travel. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting!
The voting? That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get refrigerator magnets, that sort of thing. Actually, I have a few magnets left. I found them sitting around, so I owe Tony Foligno a few, and I'm just going to, if anyone hasn't gotten them yet, just let me know. So, Tony, give me your address. Still listening. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed, one-click subscribe to iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening, and as always, keep it brief.
Closing.